So they had some snow up in the Northeast. I don't know if you heard about it or not.
Yeah, they had a touch of weather, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. And it continues to be a problem up there. But we had somebody on Fox News whining this morning. They said it won't be till Thursday. I mean, I'm sorry and all that, but you understand, I think people in the power business would say the first thing that we do is fix the lines that affect the most number of people.
Uh-huh.
And if you're the last house on the end of a not-too-busy road, it's going to take a while for them to get to you, okay? But you'll get your power back. It's not like you're living in Beirut, okay? You'll get it back, and it'll be on. But anyway, they've been told some people in Connecticut, for instance, it may be 2 weeks. And the, I mean, again, if you consider Connecticut, that was Hurricane Irene that hit the state up there.
Right.
That,
they hit it hard.
Yeah, they had some serious problems and still do from that. So,
I would say that they do. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're going to take care of the densest, the most densely populated areas first, and then they'll get around to those others. But in the meantime, today, the United Nations has released the draft of a report that's 3 years in the making that concludes that man-made climate change has boosted the frequency or intensity of all sorts of things, whether it's heat waves or wildfires or floods or hurricanes or any of that disaster. It is all us. And so, us being the United States, we immediately need to feel new guilt if we haven't. So I want you to start feeling guilty about this. Never mind that China and India are doing anything that they want. Well, excuse me. First, you have to buy into the amount of impact that humans have in this. And, you know, Mitt Romney's got an opinion on that. It just depends on what day you ask him. And then, but if it's going to be a human factor involved,
yeah,
let's get the people from China and India on board first before you start worrying about U.S. Americans being a part of this. So, just saying. Hey, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. What do you order to drink at a restaurant?
Right. Uh-huh.
And how expensive things that have color in them are. I think Chase pointed out that depending on the time of day, it's cheaper to drink beer than it is to drink a soft drink. And
especially if you just do one.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Yeah. Because, you know, they don't really have happy hours at restaurants for soft drinks. But
you get free refills is what I'm saying. So if it's $1.50 for a draft or something like that, and then, heck, you might even be able to get two or three out of that.
Yeah,
so
if you're going in. America and U.S. American consumers have ordered 2.7 billion more servings of tap water since 2006. This is according to the NDP group that published the information that says that restaurants had been serving coffee and iced tea and soft drinks and things like that. And that's how many servings of plain old water is being used right now. They put a report out. Before anybody starts championing the old tap water, though, it's interesting because out of the 50 billion beverages currently served at restaurants, water accounts for just 8%, according to the LA Times, while carbonated soft drinks and brewed coffee command a 49% share. Now, that means there's a lot left over. Where's iced tea? You mean tell me iced tea's got 51%? Mm. I don't think so. That's probably not right. Anyway, they're saying that the 2.7 billion glasses of water, just a drop in the bucket, if you will, of the nation's proverbial beverage supply that we consume. All right, so now Occupy Wall Street. You familiar with it? Have you heard about it?
I've heard it on
the news. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Pretty much an anti-capitalist movement. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Can
sure.
we go that far?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Occupy Wall Street demonstrators in New York have now filed for trademarks.
Hmm.
So they can sell stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The group said they would like to use the phrase to sell clothing and bags, and of course, you could use the proceeds to fuel other Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. There are other groups that are applying for the same thing. Go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, you mean like manufactured T-shirts
and
bags at a certain price.
Yeah.
Sell them at a higher price.
Yeah.
And keep the profit.
The difference.
Keep the profit.
We want to say the difference because the profit
the difference.
Sounds, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds nasty.
Yeah.
Keep the difference for your own use.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And the use of your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, what a concept.
Yeah, an Arizona-based investment company applied for the trademark on October the 24th. the same day as another group did as well. Now, one of the groups did Occupy Wall Street, you spell it out. Robert Mascara on October the 18th, whoever that guy is.
He runs, you know.
Yeah. filed for Occupy Wall.
Thank you. Boy, God. Oh, I thought I was on a limb there, man.
I didn't get it.
Mascara.
Runs.
He runs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Only if he cries.
Yeah.
He did Occupy Wall ST, in other words, where the word street is.
But do we know that the people that have these trademarks are affiliated with the group?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay.
Apparently so.
Well,
apparently one group is. I don't know about Robert with the eye running stuff, but the other one is. So, again, it's kind of a bad idea unless, there's money to be made for you. Oh, okay. Now I understand. Hey, we didn't have any winner in that... what do you call it? The lottery.
Powerball?
Yeah. Like,
I know. That's
Mega
why
Millions.
I didn't buy a ticket. There wouldn't be a winner.
$243 million now coming up. So
yeah.
Get ready for that. See how that works out. All right, here you go. Kind of a new handbag for the girl who needs everything. It's designed to hold boxes of wine. boxes
for the,
of wine.
For the drunk on the go?
It's called the baggy wine coat. Well, sure, why not?
The baggy wine coat?
Yeah. Wow. Hope that marketing meeting didn't take long.
No.
The baggy, yeah. Good for shoplifting, too.
Winona
Ryder, one of the first ones to pick one up.
It's equipped with a spout to accommodate your favorite box of white Zin or whatever.
Wait, so there's a spigot in the box?
Apparently.
How do you work that with the spigot?
In the bag itself.
I was going to say, a spigot on the bag? How do you work that with the spigot on the box?
It would seem to me
leakage would be a severe problem.
Don't know. You pop that together and it could be that they have some that are just made specially for... I don't know who the people are who make wine in a box, but nonetheless, and just lock it in. And then I guess what, the bottom corner of the purse, the handbag, will have a little place, and you just doink, open that up and fill up your little styrofoam cup, and you're good to go.
Doink.
Well, after all, shouldn't you be drinking wine from a box in a styrofoam cup?
Oh, sure.
It's not like it'd make any difference. Glamour magazine says it has a dry compartment up top where you can keep other things just in case there's leakage. Cost $36, which is not too much. Okay, here we go with this one. We'll just dive right in, 722. Recall yesterday we were talking about Booger County and why it was called Booger County. And
Which we had an observer of the show that said that they were hopeful that we would once and for all clarify which county it was, and I emailed them back and clarified. But just so you know, it's Robertson County, for people who didn't know.
It's Hine.
But as one person, let's talk Franklin, since that's the county
seat. Yeah, well, that's true.
Anyway, so, but a caller said, it's because they couldn't spell Flim.
Right. Because Flim County was too difficult to spell.
With that in mind, the makers of Robitussin somehow thought it would be a good idea to hire Olympic and world ice skating champion and sports commentator Peggy Fleming for the cough syrup's new promotion.
Oh.
That's right. It's called the Last Names Giveaway. Here's the deal. If your last name is or sounds like one of the cold and flu symptoms that the cough syrup treats, okay? Then
Andy Kaufman's not alive anymore.
No, it's not. Then it says here,
Johnny Fever from WKRP.
You win some free Robitussin.
I don't know how much
that would be, but some.
Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus's achy, breaky heart.
Yeah. So okay, we got Peggy
Fleming.
Sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever.
Yes. Mr. Hacker, how's that?
Sure. Yeah.
How many of the dwarfs could come in on this one?
Oh yeah.
Sneezy.
Yeah okay.
Dopey.
Then, you know, there's this Swedish guy named Sven Dripp, and he's scheduled to marry Inga Postnasal this weekend. So, you know how that'll end up. Oh, hello.
Oh, you're having too much fun. Where's that shredder going
to
be?
Better Business Bureau office is Monday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's on Taro.
Yeah, we'd rather talk phlegm, but that's fine. Okay. All right, 724. And a Craigslist job listing. This is either a joke or who knows.
Or not.
Yeah. The ad placed in Rochester, New York, is for a gig that pays $200 to $400 per job. So you're an independent part-time contractor. It reads, seeking clairvoyant. If you have the required abilities, you already know what we're asking for, and you already know where we are.
Folks everywhere know that...